This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I learned that Joe Biden has a Peloton. You know what a Peloton is? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to us at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. A Peloton is one of these bikes that's an interactive bike. It's hooked up through the World Wide Web, and you cycle on it, and you measure your stats against other people that are riding at the same time, and your instructor's looking you in the face going, come on, Joe Biden, you can do it, you can do it. And if you're into Orange Theory, which is this workout place, they will rank you to other people. I'm sure you can rank yourself. You know where you are in comparison to the other riders. And, of course, we all know that the Dominion voting machines will have Joe Biden beating everybody. Glad you guys are... Can you imagine Joe Biden on a Peloton bike and where he would be in the scheme of things riding against other people? You'd know the leftists will have paid a bunch of geriatrics to get on those bikes and not beat Joe. Oh, man, I'm going to make you a bet. I got a friend. She's kind of my wife from another period of my life. Her name is Ruth, and she lives in Florida. Ruth, are you listening? And I bet you Ruth, who's 97 years old, could beat Joe Biden in a Peloton riding contest. Because Ruth is in shape, and she looks good. Oh, my goodness. So they said his Peloton is a problem if he brings it to the White House. They said it's a security threat. Yeah, it's a security threat. And I said, yeah, it is. If he uses it, he dies. That's the security threat. They'll bring it in there and go, now, Joe, stay away from the Peloton. What Peloton? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, you dog-faced pony soldier? And he goes, don't ride that. I ride that every day. And he hasn't ridden it in months. It's still in the wrapper. You know, it still has the thing that won't let the wheels turn. Have you ever had a bike shipped to you, like an exercise bike? I have. I use mine. But, yeah, they wrap it so you can't move the tires and all. They don't want the wheels spinning during transport. I know Joe still has them on there, but it's a security threat. They won't take them off. They probably have them locked down so Joe doesn't get on there and, you know, have an aneurysm. Anyway, did you guys watch the inauguration? And one of my friends said, Kevin, I'm so upset and all that. And I said, what? I go, just turn it off. And she says to me, no, it's actually pretty funny to watch, you know, all the craziness around it. I guess so. I'm not watching a dude who doesn't deserve to get president be sworn in for president. Are you kidding? What a bunch of pomp and circumstance nonsense. So scared of his own troops, the commander-in-chief, he says, don't give them any bullets. It's hysterical. We could have been run over by the Girl Scouts at this point. I would say the Boy Scouts, but they're either gay or gone, right? That organization no longer exists. Surprised Joe Biden didn't try to ride his Peloton to the inauguration. Oh, man. No, they're not going to get me down. They're not going to get me down. I'm going to ridicule this clown for 4 years or whatever time he has that they allot him before they invoke the 25th Amendment and depose the brain dead moron. I'm going to ride him like a rented mule. That's just, I am. That's a saying, man. These youngsters don't know the good sayings. Boy, I'll ride you like a rented mule. We're going to get up to 4 years of the media trying to sell us on nonsense. But I'm going to be around every minute of Joe Biden's tenure until Pamela, the skankity skank, gets her shot at the trough. Melissa says Kamala Harris will be takeover for Biden 2 years in 1 day, because then that means if Biden goes 2 years in 1 day, she can serve out the rest of his term, then get two additional terms. I said, that may work good in theory, but not in reality. See, if you get 2 years of Kamala Harris and that act, you won't want another Democrat to be elected in a long time. Not to mention, I don't want to speak for the people listening to my show, part of the massive and massively growing KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But we're not going to let them win again. I know they think the cheat is in, but we're not as stupid as we were before. Don't make me quote Descartes, you know, the mind once expanded never regains its original shape. We are a lot smarter now. See, we thought, it was funny, I got asked, Kevin, why do you think, I said, they're going to cheat. I said, there's no question they're going to cheat. That's the only way Democrats can win. This is what I was asked about the election. I said, the problem is, Trump is going to win in such revolutionary numbers, the cheat's not going to work. And technically, I was correct. Until they shut the stuff down and retweak the Dominion machines, exactly what I said happened. For those of you who said, Kevin, Joe Biden is president and you said he'd never be president. I did. Who could have predicted that? Look, you and I, we all know that Joe Biden didn't get the votes he got. I told you Trump was, look, Trump got 16 million, probably more than that, more votes than he got in 2016. I said, if they are going to do an algorithm to cheat on that, they better be very smart. They weren't smart about it, but you know what they did? They said, we'll do it right in front of your face. We don't even care. And that's what they did. So now we got a brain dead moron. And when people refer, when you refer to Joe Biden, never will I refer to him as a president. And then when I do interviews, like I do on this show, I call Barack Obama baby black Jesus. I call Biden a brain dead moron. When I'm doing interviews on TV, I may clean it up a little bit, but I will never refer to that man as a president of the United States, duly elected. It will never happen. I'm going to bet you this is the least watched inauguration in modern history. And for the man who got the most illegal votes in American history, there is nothing Biden will do that will showcase any enthusiasm for him or his policies. But understand this, folks. The Democrats' treachery will not go unpunished. 80 million Americans, like me, will never recognize Joe Biden as president of this once great country. Yep. And when they try to, one of the first stories they roll out on this guy, this is on election day. I mean, on the day he gets sworn in to this fake role, they talked about the Peloton. And I'm thinking, I hope that Peloton has some security rails on it, because if Joe Biden actually tries to ride it, he'll fall off. An embarrassment for this nation. People know that Biden's not the president. America took it up the tailpipe, but we will endure.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, the reality Biden being president, oh my gosh, now the Democrats' problems really begin. I know, we're like, oh my gosh, you know, look at all that happened, and if we had four more years of Donald Trump or whatever, fine. Here's what I say to that. If Donald Trump just doesn't see that the Republic was in the balance, and he wasn't willing to go down with that fight, I'm sorry. I'm not giving him credit for that. I would have invoked everything. I would have pushed the nuclear button, you know, metaphorically, and said, we're fighting this to the end. These state legislatures are going to count votes. Dominion's going to be under fire, yada, yada. That's what I would have done. So, fine. So Biden's there, the guy, and now we get to deal with him, and the media is going to, when the guy ties his shoes, they're going to be, look at him. Holy cow, look at that. He's so good at tying his shoe. He did it himself. Just like you would a 2.5-year-old. Like, watch him. He'll tie it. He's been doing it. I think that's his fourth time. What an embarrassment for this nation. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The fact that worldwide people know that Biden is not our duly elected president is, it's embarrassing. But we must and we shall endure. And what is the lesson for us? Well, I don't know. Perhaps we get the chance to see God's handiwork on the most deceitful people on the planet, those we know as leftists, and we warn them, be careful what you wish for. But let me tell you this. For the next 4 years, we don't have to listen to the words of Trump and the late night comics. I said this earlier. All we got to concern ourselves with is going after this brain dead moron and the minions that put him in office. We can ridicule this clown and the people who cheated him into the most powerful position in the land. And when he's drooling from one side of his mouth, he just can't even talk anymore. And Dr. Jill's wiping it off with a gnat with a handkerchief. And then the Democrats start to hide him away, limiting his public appearances the same way they did during the election cycle. We will be there to mock them. We will be there 80 million strong on our side of the island, the good side of the island, throwing parties with hula dancers, drinking Mai Tais out of coconuts, while their side of the island is as barren as it was on, what was that movie? Castaway. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. And it's not going to take long. I'm going to tell you, originally when I thought, well, Biden could win, I called one of my buddies. I said, man, I'm considering taking all my money out of the market. But then I thought about it. I said, nope. We're going to live on Trump's legacy for a little bit, his financial legacy, economic prowess of the economy. And the left is going to prop up this stock market. Why? Because they want to make sure that they want to break records. Look at what Joe Biden and this economy is doing. Blah, blah, blah. Keep your money in for a little bit. Milk it. Milk it. This is just, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to give you any stock tips, but I'm going to tell you, I believe that the left is, they're forced to. What else are they going to do? So there you go. See, the presidency is a grueling job. Only a few people can handle it. Even when they're being handled, like Barack Obama was handled and he couldn't handle it. Donald Trump was not handled. He did the job like a dude with a pair. You know what I'm saying? And when Kamala Harris takes over for Biden, because he won't last, wait until you see that action. Hoochie Mama Presidente. Remember how well she did during the Democratic primary? It was a sight to see. She was amazing to watch as she got 2% of the Democratic vote. She will be on the world stage showcasing leftist America. I want you to understand, they really screwed themselves because both of the people that they have in charge are not good enough representatives, and this is not a job you can learn on. Barack Obama didn't learn jack. Yep. So here's what I say to conservatives. Hang in there. There is but one outcome for these wascally, radical, racist reprobates. I know. Nice word, reprobates. Yeah. Anyway, there's only there's nothing that good that can come of this. So all you got to do is bide your time. The media that we produce must always give credit to Trump for the things that Biden's going to try to take credit for, call out the lies, and never look their direction for news. They're going to go, wow, we're not getting anywhere near. People don't care. No, we don't care what you have to say. We don't care. And where we disagree with you, we will act as if you don't even exist. Every appointment by Biden should be analyzed. And 80 million people need to ridicule every one of his choices. And you want to know why you will? Because those choices are so radical. It is a veritable freak show of the people that this clown wants to put in. You are watching a circus act that would make Barnum and Bailey blush. And it won't be long, folks, before Team Biden verifies what 80 million Americans know about him and the Democrats. That their policies don't work, that they are manipulative. They have no good ideas. They hate this country. I hate to put it that way, but they do. They hate this country. So eventually they're going to torpedo themselves. Keep your social media accounts. Don't use them all the time, but keep them. And here's why. You want to chime in every time Biden passes some piece of legislation. You want to chime in and say, it sucks. Remind people that they cheated. Keep our voices there. But just go over to pop in and do a drive-by. Don't linger. Don't linger. Just remind them that we're not responsible for any of the carnage that is about to occur. It's you. It's on you. And they're going to be like, well, these people, y'all don't even want to engage. You don't even want to reach across the aisle. You're exactly right. We're not going to reach across the aisle. Joe Biden, I'll unite the country. Really? Good luck. Joe Biden can't even unite his own family. His daughter won't unite with him. Probably got grandkids that don't give a crap about him. He can't unite the people in his own caucuses. He's going to be driven crazy by the AOC and the squad and people like that. He's not bringing anything together. Just like his previous boss, Baby Black Jesus. None of it's going to happen. So just hold on. Don't sweat it. Let this thing play out and see where God leads it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still won't say when she'll send the impeachment article to the Senate. The California Democrat also asked during her weekly press conference if impeachment is a way to bring unity to the country.
The fact is, the President of the United States committed an act of incitement of insurrection. I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify. Joe Biden said it beautifully. If you're going to unite, you must remember, and we must we must bring this in. And it, look, that's our responsibility.
A Senate committee is discussing President Biden's pick of Pete Buttigieg to run the Department of Transportation. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and President Biden did butt heads on the debate stage, with Biden telling him, "I know Barack Obama, and you're no Barack Obama." USA Radio News. The investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three members of the National Guard.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Daxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden is going to keep former President Trump's pick for FBI Director Christopher Wray, a White House official saying that Wray is expected to remain in the role as he currently is serving a 10-year term. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not just here for your entertainment. I can tell you that. If you're paying attention, if you're reading between the laugh lines, the humor, the things that we talk about from time to time that maybe give you a little bit of a chuckle, there's a lot of serious stuff that we talk about here. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. I've been talking about this race war that's been going on for quite some time, and I'll give you a little hint. The people that are fighting this race war, this war of black versus white, and that's what it is. It's black versus non-black, but specifically white. And it's meant to drive the, quote, the powers that be, the hegemony, from its power base. And that race war has been going on. It's in-your-face race war. It began decades ago targeting whites. And you have to begin asking yourselves about this America. How can you be so openly racist? Openly racist against whites. There's a strategy behind it. They apparently want to placate blacks. And my question as a black man living in America is, to what end? See, we've seen it the other way, where blacks were ostracized sight unseen for the color of their skin. But I thought we outgrew it. I thought we learned from our mistakes. Apparently, we've learned absolutely nothing. This is the person. Let me just play this clip. Joe Biden put this person in charge of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. You listen to this and tell me if this is something you think is the right thing to do.
Kristen Clark is Joe Biden's pick to run the Justice Department's enormously powerful Civil Rights Division. Clark says her job is simplest, to end hate. But like so many in her world, Clark is in fact an enthusiastic purveyor of what she claims to fight. Clark's been on the show several times. The new investigation, though, by our reporters has uncovered shocking, and we don't use that word lightly, legitimately shocking statements that Clark made in public while at Harvard. In 1994, Clark wrote a letter to the Harvard Crimson in her capacity as the president of the Black Studies Association. Clark wanted to explain her views on race science. Quote, "Please use the following theories and observations to assist you in your search for truth regarding the genetic differences between blacks and whites." End quote. So you know it's going to be interesting, and it was. Quote, "One, Dr. Richard King reveals that the core of the human brain is the locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. Two, black infants sit, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. Three, Carol Barnes notes that human mental processes are controlled by melanin, that same chemical which gives blacks their superior physical and mental abilities. Four, some scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcified or non-functioning. pineal calcification rates with Africans are 5 to 15%, Asians 15 to 25%, and Europeans 60 to 80%. This is the chemical basis for the cultural differences between blacks and whites. And five, melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities, something which cannot be measured based on Eurocentric standards. End quote. Let that sink in. Melanin endows black people with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities. No, that's not an editorial from The Final Call, Louis Farrakhan's free newspaper. That is a direct quote from the person Joe Biden is about to put in charge of this country's civil rights laws.
Now, I didn't play that clip to scare you. I played that clip just to show you that there are people out there who are abjectly racist. There are whites, by the way, who believe that whites are inherently endowed with more superior intellect than blacks. Now, if you want to put it to the test, and I don't have a problem. If I had a white guy tell me that, and I'm like, I think that's an idiotic thing to say. I believe that genius is spread throughout cultures fairly equally. I think different cultures cultivate it better. I'll give you an example. The Jewish culture, Israelis, they cultivate their minds better. They decide, we're not going to waste our time in sports and frivolity. We're going to spend our time in finance and economics, in mathematics, in science, and it's proven itself out. Blacks, on the other hand, we spend a lot of time in sports and entertainment, and it's proven itself out. We dominate in those areas. But in science and math and things like that, things that some people believe count more, we don't. We don't do very well at all. But here's what I would say, if you do want to compare people, and it's not a basis of intellect, but I'll put it to you this way. Who would you rather send you to the moon or send you to outer space? Some group in Africa or SpaceX? Because I don't know who makes up SpaceX. I don't know whether it's Asians, Chinese, Indians, Japanese, Koreans, Hungarians. But I'll take that ride. I don't want to do anything to do with the African space program. If you're going to look for strides in mathematics and in science and things like that, don't go to Africa. Now, that's not to say these people aren't smart. What it is to say is they are not around the people that can bring out the level of intellect that I believe exists in African people. Some of the smartest people I've met are Africans. By the way, do you know that Nigerians and Jamaicans are amongst the top when they come to America in terms of success? People think it's Asians. In terms of financial success, people of African descent are the number, I know top five of all the ethnic groups. Okay, so we're talking about racism, and I just gave you some ideas around some of the people who believe just the silliest of stuff. And this lady, Kristen Clark, who's going to lead the Civil Rights Division, is a hardcore black racist, what I call an ethnocentric racist. She views white people as less. Now, I think it's just to make herself feel better. Are there black intellects? Yes, they are. There are. And let me tell you what we black intellects think. We don't worry about what you think about the culture as a whole or whatever. I was talking with some intellects literally this morning. These are guys that carry degrees at the most prestigious organizations. They are well studied in the subject matter that we talked about. And I will guarantee you this. I absolutely held my own. They made the comment. One guy made the comment. He says, Kevin, you may not realize it, but you quoted directly from some other top scholar. Now, I didn't even know who the guy was. I never read that top scholar's work, but he told me, a top scholar says, you just quoted, or it wasn't a direct quote, so he used the wrong term. He effectively said, you paraphrased the work of one of the top scholars in this business. And I was like, well, there you go. You know? Because nobody's ever going to accuse me of being, look at Kevin, Mr. Harvard, No. No, I just have regular old engineering degrees. Engineering, computer science, and math. But yeah, but this woman who went to Harvard, Kristen Clark, said genetic differences between, there are genetic differences between blacks and whites. Well, you know what? She's right. Black people have more melanin in our skin. There's a genetic difference. But she says the core of the human brain has this thing called a locus coeruleus, and it's black. It contains neuromelanin. Now, I don't know much about this lady, but I'm going to bet you money that she's never seen what she's talked about. She read it somewhere in some black-centric pamphlet, and she cultivated it. She squeezed it. She molded it into what she wanted, and then she decided it was going to be part of what she discusses in her racist rants. Black infants sit faster and walk faster and talk faster than whites. What? Okay. I'll tell you this. My oldest son did not talk until he was probably a year and a half. It was much later than babies actually start to talk. And you know, like goo goo goo. And then when he didn't start talking, like making language, for probably a year after he should have been talking and making language. And people were like, are you afraid? What do you think? And I go, no, he knows two languages. And they went, well, I go, he knows two languages. That's why he's not talking. He's not talking to you because you don't speak his language. He's around people that speak English. He speaks to Gladys, who was our nanny at the time, who speaks into him in nothing but Spanish. And occasionally I teach him French. He's not talking to you because he doesn't understand anything you're saying and he doesn't think there's a conversation to be had. But here's what's funny. When he did start talking, he was bilingual. Something unusual for American kids. So all the theories that people talk about are completely bogus about this, and so is hers, and she's just an ethnocentric racist. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You got to be asking yourself, how are those who are the most elite among us, the white elites, why are they participating in tearing down themselves with this critical race theory nonsense? Nancy Pelosi said this: it was an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in this country led by the president who've chosen their whiteness over democracy. What does she choose? But see, Nancy thinks she's helping you because she's helping the black folks. She's not choosing her whiteness over democracy. Only you are. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it, is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking about critical race theory, even though I hadn't mentioned it completely. But we did talk about Joe Biden's appointment to the DOJ Civil Rights Division, Kristen Clark, who sees genetic differences between blacks and whites, but not in just the melanin of their skin, but in their locus coeruleus. I get it. The black neuromelanin, she calls it, lets black babies walk, talk, and you know, do other things faster than white babies. It gives us black folks our superior physical and mental abilities to whites, she says. The same kind of crap that was espoused by the eugenicists when they were recommending getting rid of black people, giving us menial jobs. Is any of this starting to ring true? Where they say, hey, Trump supporters, you need menial jobs. You don't have superior intellect. We're going to cordon you into these concentration camps, these re-education camps, and maybe some of you will gain more intellect and you'll join us in our racist pursuits. So this thing called critical race theory was developed in the 1970s by a prisoner. And what I'm told is this prisoner wrote this nonsense about critical race theory because he wanted to get it past the guard. So he wrote it in this voluminous idea around race theory, I think probably as a joke, as a rant of the man in the system. And he was probably right in the 70s because they were arresting black people for nothing. But it emerged as an offshoot of what they called critical legal studies in the 1980s because guess what? The academics decided, let's get a hold of it and see what we can do with this critical race theory stuff. So the first formal meeting centered on the term was New Developments in Critical Race Theory, and it was a workshop. They wanted to connect the, quote, theoretical underpinnings of critical legal studies to the day-to-day realities of American racial politics. At that time, it was organized by a lady named Kimberly Crenshaw. New Developments in Critical Race Theory is what they called it. And they created the field the same way they've created this nonsense around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And here's what she stated. Only herself, a guy named Matsuda Gotanda, Chuck Lawrence, and a handful of others knew, quote, that there were no new developments in critical race theory, but because critical race theory hadn't had any old ones. It didn't exist. It was made up as a name. And here's what she said. Sometimes you gotta fake it until you make it. And what are we doing now? We're studying this BS nonsensical idea of critical race theory. And here she went on to say this. The critical race theorists had, quote, discovered ourselves to be critical theorists who did race and racial justice advocates who did critical theory. So she says, one might say that critical race theory was the offspring of a post-civil rights institutional activism that was generated and informed by an oppositionalist orientation towards social power. Now, that's a mouthful of gobbledygook. Kimberly Crenshaw, look it up. So let me summarize this for you because there are people that don't really understand. Critical race theory wants to tear down Western society, a.k.a. America. It hates the idea that people buy into America. They buy into this dream. And you can't buy into a dream when you're proposing that the dream is a nightmare. It's got institutional racism, etc. Its proponents believe that to advance this culture, or to advance culture in general, rather, they must destroy the hegemony. The people who establish what critical race theory believes to be racist. In other words, they got to destroy America. Anybody who believes in the founding fathers, the documents that support the founding of America, anybody who believes in what the Constitution says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, excuse me, and a host of other things. How could you possibly buy into this? So, I decided I was going to dissect this. I've been working with folks at Heritage and other places, and I said, let's dissect critical race theory. And in order to believe critical race theory, let me just put it out there for you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In order to believe it, you have to abandon critical thinking. Now, why is that? Because the first obvious question in analyzing critical race theory, if you were to say, well, what is it? Well, there's a simple question before you even get into that. Why do you put critical in front of race theory? In other words, if you want to talk about race in America, let's talk about race in America. What is it that makes it critical? Nothing. It's just somebody decided to put a word in front of it because it's like every story now you read, breaking. It makes you go, ooh, let me take it, let me look at it. Well, if it's just race theory, it isn't much, right? But if it's critical race theory, well, what makes it critical? I guess I need to find out. But there's another very obvious thing you should be asking about race theory once you drop critical off. And it's a very simple question. Isn't it just a theory? I could call it race theory and say, I think whites are superior. You could call it race theory and say, I think Mexicans are superior or Latinos or whatever. It would just be theory. So why are so many people so upset, so accepting of a prisoner's ideas around race theory, a.k.a. critical race theory? The guy that wanted to fool the guards by writing up this drivel, and he could write a theory and say, you know what, these guards, these white guards are stupid. We pass notes, we build shanks, we have a whole ecosystem in prison that they aren't even aware about. We got people still calling the shots in prison. Look at how stupid these white people are. And he might be very well vindicated in that thinking from that point of view. But if he were talking about sending a rocket to the moon, I want those astronauts that got Jim Lovell and crew back on Apollo 13. Give me those white boys if I'm going to take a ride on a rocket. So academics decided to study this subject. That can easily be boiled down to something very simple, folks. Critical race theory requires that you lack critical thinking. One of the tenets of critical race theory, for example, is to reject the idea of a colorblind society and to reject the idea of a meritocracy. Now, I'm going to agree with critical race theory on a colorblind society. I don't think we need to reject anything about color. I mean, I don't think we need to accept anything about a colorblind society. I don't care that people see me and go, wow, Kevin's got a pretty mocha color. I see myself sometimes and go, ooh, you need to get a little sun, boy. Or I see some people and I go, wow, whoo, need some sunglasses when you're looking at that person. It's a descriptor. It's your color. So I don't care about that. A colorblind, but the colorblind society that they're talking about is judging people by the content of their character. And in that, critical race theory rejects the tenets of the civil rights movement, the very tenets of Martin Luther King, whose birthday we just had the other day. But it also rejects this, which is really interesting. Critical race theory rejects the meritocracy. It rejects you getting something for your hard work. It doesn't believe in valuing people by the content of their character, nor does it believe in valuing people by what they contribute in the way of their work, and they don't want to reward you for either one of those things. So what, you're a person of good character and you like to work? There's no reward for that. Now, if critical race theory remained a prison prank, we could ignore the theory. But some academics took the rant of this prisoner to heart, and now critical race theory demoralizes K-12 students, it incites anger in higher ed students, it guilts capitalists, and it creates cancel culture for anybody who does not abide by the theory. A proponent of critical race theory wrote this: revolution depends on the consciousness of servitude, meaning I got to imprison your mind. And then I can get you angry and get you to do stuff. Let me tell you, folks, I just described for you black leftism. It needs a crutch. It wants something to rely on for its failures.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.